Is the war in Afghanistan coming to an end? The Taliban spring offensive is weak, Al-Qaeda crippled.
After 9 years, is it finally time for the troops to come home? Senator Chuck Schumer thinks so.
We have huge deficit problems here. I think we should just focus on the first mission, protecting ourselves, and I think that can be done with significantly fewer troops.
The ramp up to the drawdown. President Obama weighs the pros and cons of moving tens of thousands of U.S. troops out of the deployed column and into stateside. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, June 20th. A debate going on in Washington over when and how many troops to bring home.
And it will unfold this week here in Washington. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. Mission getting accomplished in Afghanistan. A number of trends in this nation's longest war suggest the stage is being set for a real endgame. As President Obama approaches a decision on bringing troops home from Afghanistan, high-ranking officials tell our partner, The New York Times, it's time to accelerate the troop reduction. Officials believe al-Qaeda's original influence in the region has been crippled and the cost of the war exceeds the benefits at this point. Defense Secretary Robert Gates tells CNN that the U.S. has begun preliminary talks with members of the Taliban as part of an effort to end the war.
I mean, my own view is that real reconciliation talks are not likely to be able to make any substantive headway until at least this winter. I think that the Taliban have to feel themselves under military pressure.
But the incentives for the Taliban are unclear. The U.S. has poured in about $150 million to a program that offers cash to Taliban fighters who lay down their arms. But of the estimated 40,000 or so Taliban fighters, only 1,700 have signed up, many of whom may not even be Taliban, just Afghans with weapons. We'll talk more about Afghanistan in just a few minutes.
Syrian President Bashar Assad spoke to his nation last hour for only the third time since the crackdown on the uprising began.
Political solution. And we hope that the army would return to their barracks as soon as possible.
He's speaking right now. He's been speaking for over an hour. The president blamed the crisis in Syria on saboteurs who are trying to exploit legitimate demands for reform. Meanwhile, the Syrian army is trying to cut off its border with Turkey, where thousands have fled the violence. In Libya, NATO says one of its airstrikes in Tripoli accidentally hit a house and killed 9 civilians. They're investigating that now. And European finance ministers have delayed a decision on a $17 billion loan to Greece until next month. They say if Greece has to pass deep spending cuts this month before it gets the money, if Greece does not receive that money, it says it will default on its debts.
The domestic economy, well, it's slow in this country and is creating a new normal for millions of Americans. A report out this morning shows 50 U.S. metro regions, one in every 7 nationwide, are unlikely to bring back all the jobs lost in the recession until possibly after the year 2020. That means more than a decade of recession for cities like Detroit and Cleveland. And new numbers show unemployment among African Americans nationwide over 16% now compared to 9% for the general population. As always, we're looking for a check-in on the state of your economy. Call us if the picture of unemployment is changing for you or if it's staying the same. Do you expect any change between now and 2020? 877-8-MY-TAKE. Charitable giving, meanwhile, is rebounding, much like the U.S. economy, slowly and modestly. A modest positive development this morning. Contribution to charities up 2% last year. American individuals and corporations gave $290 billion to charity in 2010.
And it's one of the biggest changes in the history of the Internet. A group that oversees the development of the Internet has voted this morning to allow virtually unlimited new domain names. So .com, .org, .gov will be joined by suffixes like .toyota, .coke, or .John Hockenberry. You could buy your own domain name if you
already
wanted.
Own it. I already own it.
It'll take all it takes is a $185,000 fee. You get through a 360-page guidebook, and then you get your own domain name. And 22-year-old Rory McIlroy runs away with the golf's U.S. Open title and some records. He shot a 16 under par.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, beating Tiger Woods' previous record. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. Futures are down. The Dow starts at 12,004. The S&P at 1,271. The Nasdaq at 26,016. A check-in on Afghanistan, possibly the end of the war. That's coming up.